From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. French police gathered at the Trocadero Friday night to remember a colleague killed Thursday on the Champs-Élysées. About 100 officers stood in silence with the Eiffel Tower in the background as they remembered Xavier Huguelet. He was shot to death Thursday night by an attacker identified as Karim Cherfi. Two other officers were wounded before Cherfi was killed by police. French anti-terrorism prosecutor François Moulin said Friday that Cherfi had a note in his pocket pledging allegiance to the Islamic State. He also had other arms in his car. He said in the trunk of the car, investigators found a large black sports bag containing a shotgun, munitions of 12-millimeter caliber, two large kitchen knives, a pair of pruning shears, and the Quran. Police arrested Cherfi in February, but were forced to release him because they lacked evidence for a prosecution. The Islamic State group, which claimed responsibility through its news agency, identified the shooter as Abu Youssef, the Belgian. At least 50 Afghan soldiers were killed in a Taliban attack on a dining hall and mosque at a military base in northern Afghanistan Friday. Taliban fighters in Afghan army uniforms drove through military checkpoints and launched the raid at the base in Mazar-e-Sharif. A U.S. general says the attack targeted soldiers at prayer in a mosque and others in a dining facility of the Afghan Army's 209th Corps. Afghan commandos deployed during the attack. Seven of the attackers were killed, two blew themselves up, and one of them was captured. For more, visit our website. This is VOA.